In this bulletin, claims Russia is planning a false flag operation to justify its invasion of Ukraine, New South Wales and Victoria to further ease COVID-19 restrictions, and in sport, Novak Djokovic says he misses tennis. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The United States says there is now every indication that Russia is planning to go into Ukraine, including signs Moscow is preparing a so-called false flag operation to justify it. Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists earlier exchanged fire across a front line in the southeastern Donbass region, in what Western officials say is a possible pretext created by Moscow to invade. US President Joe Biden ordered his Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, to change his travel plans last minute in order to speak at a United Nations Security Council meeting on Ukraine. Mr. Blinken has described to the meeting in detail the kind of false flag attacks that Washington believes Moscow might stage to justify invasion.
Russia plans to manufacture a pretext for its attack. This could be a violent event that Russia will blame on Ukraine, or an outrageous accusation that Russia will level against the Ukrainian government. We don't know exactly the form it will take. It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia, the invented discovery of a mass grave, a staged drone strike against civilians, or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
Coronavirus restrictions in New South Wales and Victoria will be further eased from today as both states move past the peak of the Omicron wave. In New South Wales, dance floors will reopen with the removal of bans on singing and dancing at most venues. QR code check-in requirements will also be removed, except at nightclubs and larger music festivals. The direction for employees to work from home will be scrapped, with the matter left to the employer's discretion. Density limits will also be lifted in Victoria for hospitality and entertainment venues from 6 p.m. QR check-ins will be scrapped in the state in retail, school and workplace settings. COVID-19 prevention measures, including the provision of rapid antigen tests free of charge to families, will continue in schools until the end of term one. Australia's big businesses are calling on the federal government to lift the cap on skilled migration to catch up on shortages in the workforce brought about by COVID-19. The Business Council of Australia has made the suggestion in its submission to the federal budget. It's calling on the annual permanent skilled migration cap to be increased to 220,000 places for the next two financial years, before falling back to 190,000 in 2024-25. The BCA is also asking for the government to invest in programs that upskill Australia's workforce and encourage more women to head back to work after having children. It argues that addressing structural issues in Australia's economy will assist in the country's recovery from the damage wrought by COVID-19. To sport, and men's world number one Novak Djokovic says he misses tennis after being unable to play in key tournaments because of his COVID-19 vaccination status. Djokovic has been warmly welcomed by fans to Serbia's exhibition at Dubai Expo 2020, ahead of next week's Dubai Tennis Championships, his first tournament appearance since he was deported from Australia in January over his COVID-19 vaccination status. The 34-year-old this week doubled down on his decision not to take any coronavirus vaccine, saying he'll continue to skip tournaments if his status as unvaccinated prevents him from playing in any country. He's defended his actions, telling a press conference he's proud of his success and that he is a champion.
I always love Dubai, I love coming here, had plenty of tennis success, and I'm excited to go out on the tennis court next Monday. I miss tennis, honestly, after everything that has happened in the previous couple months. And of course, the purpose of the visit today to the expo is obviously promoting our foundation's work.
And now for a look at today's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth with a top of 38 degrees. Cloudy in Adelaide and 25. Similar conditions in Melbourne and 21. A possible shower in Hobart and 19 degrees. Mostly sunny in Canberra and 30. Showers developing in Wollongong and 27. Similar conditions in Sydney and 29 degrees. Showers developing in Newcastle as well and 30. Partly cloudy in Brisbane and 32. A shower or two in Cairns with a top of 32 as well. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.